Wrestle Podcast episode 33 with Paul and Barry.
Hello listeners, how are you?
Today's episode is called Taken Hold in honour of our third scenario.
Yes, I think we've finalised it.
I think we've only gone and done it.
Yeah.
So that's good, that's good. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second, but yeah. What have you been up to, Paulus? Paulus, it's a week since the last recording.
Okay, what have I been up to?
So it's Thursday?
Yeah, so it's...
22nd of September.
Thursday 22nd in the afternoon. And what have I... We last recorded last Thursday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
So...
About this time.
What did I do?
Worked, saved lives.
And so did, oh,
made
yeah.
a difference.
Yeah, I got it clicked. So last week was I did 63 hours at work last week, and that was did all you? Roster. That wasn't chosen.
That was all rostered, yeah?
Yeah, I'm meant to work 37 and a half hours a week, and I got 63.
Over 37 and a half,
almost twice.
Over 20 weeks or something, average out or something. Is that how they do it?
That's something like that. I mean, it all averages. So, yeah, that was what I did last week.
So now
week.
You've done two, you get a week off, because you've done 2 weeks.
Well, basically, I got two shifts. I did one yesterday, and I've got one tomorrow, and that's it for the entire week. Which is annoying because it's like, why can't you just want... I'd rather they were together or like a bit more straight down. Basically, working five shifts was not good. I was tired by the
Do
end of that.
Do you think patient care was put at risk by your...
Probably.
By your
but then again, it's always put at risk when I'm around.
By sheer exhaustion.
Anyway, I played two games of Marvel. I played.
That's it. That's your week. That's your week in wargaming.
Yeah, because it's been
two games of Captain America.
I've really enjoyed Marvel. I played, and the thing is, I had to do it. I had to play Eric after my last night shift. I went straight to his, so I hadn't been to bed, and I played a game of Marvel against Eric.
Okay,
but it was okay because a bit of coffee and the mind like attuned like to the game. I didn't feel tired playing it. I did feel tired afterwards. But and then I played.
So what's your team? What's your
it's there.
Squad?
It's there. Yeah, you can see it.
Who are they?
Oh, okay. So it's Captain America,
obviously.
Thor, Hawkeye, yeah. Black Panther, Iron Man, Black Widow, and Vision.
Wow, and that's how many points?
That is 50 levels, or the game's version of points.
Right, okay, 50, yeah. 50 points.
And that is what size you play the game. I picked up Iron Man in Hulkbuster outfit, which is back there.
Hulkbuster, he's a big boy, isn't he?
And he's massive, you know, like, compared
Whoa,
to...
Oh, look at that. Now that is a serious lump of metal.
Compared to what the average size of a
How much is this?
It was £28 from Element Games.
£28, you feel the weight of that, boy.
I know.
£28, that's like half a kilo of metal.
Personally, I don't really like his pose. I mean, he is literally lunging like he's in an exercise class. But the top half looks good.
What are they called? Oh, there's a Joey Tribbiani lunge.
Something like that.
I'm wearing all your clothes lunge.
Yeah,
in, Friends.
Yeah.
So you could have him and Hulk, and that would be all your points, I guess.
He's 15, Hulk's 17, so that would be 32.
You can have more.
Well, you could, but it would. The thing is, the as good as
you break the game, wouldn't you, with these big idiots?
The thing is, but you're playing the scenarios because as good as he is, he can only be in one place at one time, and the scenarios involve you need to be in two, three.
Sounds
places
like
at
the
times.
Game we played today with the ogres.
Yeah. So
as good as ogres are.
There's only three scenarios, and the FA. I mean, they've done like an FAQ online, and it says they're going to release obviously more because they've done the thing. From Fantastic Four, you know, clobbering time, you know. So if they're going to do him and Doctor Doom, they're clearly going to do the rest of the Fantastic
Invisible
Four.
Thing,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, stretchy guy. You know, like, so I don't know what they're going to release, but they've got plenty of, they're obviously showing their intent to do so. And when they do new starter sets, they'll do a new scenario as well. So, really good. Yeah.
Happy days, well done then.
Yeah.
I saw Suicide Squad for them, yeah.
I think that's a separate game.
Right, so it's not like Hordes and War Machine, it's a different game.
I think it's
you can't
a
have Batman
game.
Versus Spider-Man.
Well, Batman is in Suicide Squad.
No, you can't have Batman, DC Universe, fighting like Spider-Man and Captain America in the game.
Only if they came out, they're separate like things, only if they did Marvel.
Because
like,
it's the same
it's
company,
Marvel,
isn't it?
But Spider-Man's in Marvel, isn't he?
Yeah,
so I guess so. I don't know.
Well, no, Batman's DC, that's what I'm saying. There's no, like, the same company make two games, but they're not compatible.
No.
Well, one's DC and one's Marvel.
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Fine. Mm-hmm. There's a potential for making the games compatible.
This is really cool. And then I also played the guy on my street who Mike. Yeah, you've met
one of the brothers.
One of the brothers. Because he liked the look of Marvel straight away, and we played a game of that and ended in a draw as well. Eric beat me, and I drew against Mike later in that day when I got some rest in. And that's it. That's it. But what I have done is more shelves have gone up in my man cave, so I can like
more shelves.
Well, I can put together the more War Master armies that have been waiting to be put together, and that's what I've been done. I've almost finished putting everything together. So, which is good.
It's an interesting storage solution. You know, like, boxes are available. You don't have that everything on
shelves. I prefer shelves.
Oh, okay. But I bet Hannah loves it. I bet Hannah comes in and loves it.
That was the whole
point. How many shelves do you need?
That was the whole point of this space that we're in. We're recording it right now in my man cave. Was that I like the stuff on display.
So that was the deal. When you bought the house, you say you get every other room, but this is my room.
That was our deal, yeah.
This is my room.
That was our deal.
You have the rest of the house.
Well, she does, yeah, you know, and even then she's not happy because that stuff under there, I didn't define as part of the man cave under the stairs, and she started putting crap in there.
should have clearly defined
it. Yeah, I know. I was like, Treaty 101, where's boundaries? And I didn't get it wrong. It's diplomacy. You're like, whoops. So painting wise, I've mostly been doing that. Because I've built.
Still no news on the clan rats?
They're getting done. I've put together the Dark Elder kill team, which Dave cried off for me. I was supposed to play him last night.
Oh, no, I saw.
Yeah,
I saw.
I really cried it off. And put them on their bases and made that kill team up there as well.
Brilliant.
They're really nice. I gotta say, credit where credit's due. Like, I'm holding here in my hand a Space Marine model that I've made an Ultramarines kill team. And, like, modern GW kits are great. They give you so many options, and there you go. It's like, because there's a lot of options in a Space Marine tactical squad, and
yeah,
that's
but
my sergeant.
Basically, they've been doing the same model for 25 years. I mean, how much.
Well, yeah,
how much more can they?
But they're good at doing
it. Of course they are. They've been doing it for 25 years.
Well, yeah.
What more?
Well, good. Like, I'm just saying. Crediting them with that.
The Space Marine is. Yeah. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a so, Space Marine.
Yeah,
it?
But it's like.
I mean, you've already got like 3,000 Space Marines.
But like, it's like the
this one's got a Mohican, so he's like.
No, he's an Ultramarine. That's like a. That's a look.
Because you've got to be blue.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like, I got an Ultramarines like upgrade pack, which allows you have Ultramarine-specific icons. So, you see that shoulder pad's got an Ultramarine symbol on it?
Is it Tactical Squad, that one?
And then it's clever, because like, they're very good at producing kits that you can then kit-bash with supplements and stuff to convert your own stuff. Like, this is a power saw that was in the wrong hand, so I had to bit of conversion work to get it be held in the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, change the... Yeah, that was a knife, so I extended it the blade with a... make a power sword. Simple little thing,
yeah.
But like, I mean, that's very easy to do, you know. And you just, and then I've got this like nice little model that's unique to me, isn't it? It's like, it's clever. Like Privateer Press make one car, like one pose models, don't they?
I mean, the best one in the world. Even like the new plastic sculpts have only got four models.
Yeah, and
in
War Machine, there's no unit options, are there? There's a number of models, but there's no like I'm going to give the leader a different weapon, that kind of thing.
No.
Like in GW, owns all that, and you get in this set of Space Marine like that, all the options of their weapons. Going, I think you can have some other heavy weapons that aren't in there, but then you would just get them from a Devastator set.
Yeah.
So it's you know, it's clever.
No,
Their latest White Dwarf, the one that's gone, the new idea that's gone back to the old idea, which is a big issue, one monthly issue, is a really good issue.
Oh, they've gone back to one monthly.
Yeah.
Really? There's no White Dwarf weekly now?
No, it's gone back to...
What about Visions? There's no Visions? The painting magazine?
No, I don't... Oh, is there?
That was what replaced White Dwarf.
Yeah, is there still Visions? I'm not sure. But anyway, White Dwarf has gone back to a monthly subscription thing.
Oh, shit. I've got all the White Dwarfs. I'm going to have to buy it now. No! I thought it was like... I loved the fact it was fixed in time. I got all of them and it was done.
I'll have to show you afterwards because this latest Dwarf has rules for all their extra games they do. Like free in White is in White Dwarf. It's
what,
like
what route? Which extra game?
Well, like
Kill
like
Team,
death,
and
yeah,
death
yeah,
War,
yeah,
God,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, and it's clever because it's like they're going back and doing all their best ideas. So like in this White Dwarf that's massive, they've got a Tale of Four Gamers article, which is always their most popular article. No. And they've like got a battle report.
You'd think it, like if you stopped like, for a minute and just like, listened.
It's just what's clever. It's like they're reinventing themselves again. It's like they're going back and doing all their best ideas and saying they're like new ideas. And it's
well,
like
they are to a lot of people.
I know. That's just, but it's like they do mention like this tale of four. They do actually reference the old White Dwarfs they're in. But it's like it's nothing new. They've done it all before. But like the best things about White Dwarf were battle reports. Good articles.
I never liked those. It was always the.
Good
new
articles,
army one.
Good articles and also new rules for stuff that are white in
experimental
white
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And well, you could use in their games
and campaigns and bits and bobs.
Exactly.
And so, yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting days, man. It's funny that the exact point that Private Press appeared to have gone deaf.
Yeah.
Games Workshop appeared to have found ears.
Yeah, it's like, got a hearing aid back in again.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Games Workshop have been to Specsavers and got a hearing aid, because they do that now. And, Games Workshop have gone deaf. But,
speaking of hearing, I've got to tell you this funny story I had at work yesterday.
Pardon?
So, yeah, literally. I had two patients that stood out. One was an elderly lady who'd fallen over at a prevent fall class, which I thought was hilarious, and broke her wrist. And just because the nature of how she'd done it, where she was at.
Yeah.
But the second, I had to deal with.
They didn't teach her a judo roll then.
I had to deal with this dementia patient who was screaming all the time and didn't even know she was doing it, I think. She was just lying in her bed, just going, ah! Ah! That constantly.
Like the Little Britain thing.
Yeah. And like and you go in there and like and you say, why are you shouting? And it's like, did she shout at you? I'm not shouting.
Why are you shouting?
And it's like, oh my god. And the thing is, at the end of the shift, I had to take her onto a ward. This is so starting the night, like the 8 o'clock. I'm like, here's your patient. Like, good luck getting her to sleep in a bay with three others. I felt so bad. I just like, it's like, yeah.
You gotta give her a little NyQuil or whatever you give them over here. Tramazepam or diazepam or
sedation. Yeah, I mean, it's not lightly done, but I mean, I just felt bad for the staff I was handing it over to, and the other patients in there, because they're just like, good luck with that time bomb. It's like, yeah, because I could walk away from it, and they can't. You know,
they can walk away 8 o'clock next morning. Right, so that was a busy week for you in a weird kind of way?
Well...
In a non-playing games kind of way?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to be down the club last night, but then my car's currently in the garage and that wouldn't have been safe to do it. And also, Dave... I was going to play a quick game of Kill Team with Dave after work, but he didn't. He hadn't done anything about it, so...
He lost his mojo for Kill Team.
Yeah, well, maybe. But,
well, that happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got a date set with Darren, and I'll enjoy playing Darren with it.
Okay, big D. Mm-hmm. Right, so since the last one, the weekend was really mad busy, but nothing gaming-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday Night Magic played 16 on a draft. That's good. Last draft for Eldritch Moon.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. I got 2-1. That's my normal result. 2 wins, 1 loss. Then I played 3 games of Guild Ball since we left.
Yeah. Who are they against?
Or maybe I mentioned one last week. No, I mentioned one against Harvey last week. So I played 2 games.
2 games.
Once against Eric. We call him Grandad.
Yeah.
Because he's...
Oh, Eric's.
Eric's such a miserable old git.
What, was he using brewers?
Basically, the first game I played was against Alchemist. So it's like, these AoEs are a pain in the arse, basically. When you're squishy, like I am.
Yeah.
So Eric had developed some brewers AoE fest. So every man on his team threw AoEs.
Mm.
So if I came too close to him to try and get the ball, my guy would get hit with like 6 AoEs.
Yeah.
Or 5 AoEs. And it's like, oh my god. So it was a reasonable game. And then he just, you know, he was just toying with me like a cat with a ball.
Had enough.
So I did get the ball. From kickoff, I scored with Fisherman, which is pretty easy to do. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
The hardest bit is generating the momentum before you score.
Yeah.
Because you
got to pass it around a little.
Unlike Blood Bowl, where you just kind of like, pass and score.
You need a momentum to shoot.
You need a momentum to shoot. So.
It's normally done by a few passes that can't really fail, like at the back of your team, to get that momentum.
Yeah, so in my head, you've got to know that the next turn, you've got to pass the ball to the guy that's going to score.
Yeah.
Basically, that's all you need to do. Just that one pass to the guy, and then you can score.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the quick goal, and then he stuck the ball up his jumper, which is what I feared.
In this AoE
fest.
Yeah.
And I tried to get in. I was using this big lump called Kraken.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you go. Throws a spear.
Or tries to.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have big guys, and they're ridiculously easy to hit and have no armour.
Death by 2 or something.
Oh,
three,
he's just crap. So I gave him the maximum amount of resource he could have.
Yeah.
So he ran in, and he smashed the guy, and he did, like, Fisherman do hardly any damage. So in order to counterman that, you can kind of take the ball instead. So he goes in, he smashes him, he gets the ball, and he's got one influence of his 3 left, and then I look at his card, and he can't even kick the ball. Because he's in the tackle zone.
Yeah.
He's got 1-3 is his kick, so he has 1 dice.
This guy isn't a striker, is he?
Yeah, but he goes in to get the ball, then he can't do anything with the friggin' ball.
But shouldn't you send a striker in to do that?
To get the ball?
Yeah. off the player. Off
but then
player.
They're going to die. Well, so you put your biggest tank in, and his job is get me that ball and then just kick it into anywhere, into space.
Yeah, so I can get it,
but he couldn't even do that. He had like one dice, and then he was in a tackle zone. It's like, this is crap. So then he got destroyed. Eric just killed him next turn. Bang, gone. Well,
but brewers are almost as strong as butchers for killing stuff.
Bang, gone.
They're knocking you down on one, two hits.
And not only that, like every time he's hitting me, he's getting momentum.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and that's because they're doing what they should do.
Yeah, so then he knocks me out, and he's like plus eight on momentum. So I can't even contest the role.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, so then I think he kills a few more players. Basically, he scores twice and kills two of my guys.
Yeah.
And I managed to score once.
So 12-4.
Something like that. Yeah. Maybe I scored again, who cares? Uh-huh. But I was never in it. There was no way I was going to... If you... were the person not receiving the ball, so I kick to you.
Yeah.
I've got to turn you over three times.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard.
Yeah,
with fishermen.
Yeah.
I might do it twice.
But there must be a way, because fishermen do win. Yeah.
Yeah, I did win.
Oh, right.
One last night.
So who was that against?
Phil.
Phil and
plays Bretonian in Warmaster. He's been playing in the league, so he's not a complete manky.
Yeah. Manky.
Manky. He's not a complete map here.
Right. Okay.
He knows what he's doing, but I had to fight my way out.
Mm.
So I got the ball, I think, or he got the ball. Anyway, I got one goal early, which is what you got to do. You got to get two goals early. I got one goal early.
Yeah.
Then I couldn't score, so I had to kill four of his players.
Ooh.
With fishermen, which
it's hard to do. It was very hard to do.
Yeah, and I was very lucky, and I won 12-10.
Fair enough. Well,
and he should have won.
Good game, man.
But,
there's a Guild Ball event in Cambridge that I'm on the reserve list to go to, but now with this car issue, unless Dan or somebody could take me, it probably can't happen, really. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, even if I make... I'm on the reserve list. There's not a space. Yeah. Okay. Well, but it's in a pub.
That's a sign in itself.
You can't
even get on a reserve list.
Well, no, I am on a reserve
list. So you can't get... what number are you on the reserve list?
Number one now.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't start there. But, we'll see. I mean, it would be good to go. I think if I did...
And you're going to use Masons?
Well, that's the only team I've got painted.
I think Masons is a good generalist team.
I think what I would do is I would try taking honour and try and take everybody with take all the players I have with high armour and see just what happens when I trigger my feet and increases my armour. See if armour 3 really means anything.
Yeah, not against AoEs.
Well, as I say, like just to see.
I can tell you now, it means nothing against AoEs.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would
did
be
you good. Know that armour doesn't affect AoEs?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that, but it's. I don't know the game very well. That's why I'd want to play in a few events of it, just and get beat, just to find out. Oh, okay. So this is what I'm doing wrong, or maybe that's more my team. Yeah, etc. Right. If I and go from it from there,
Whereas I'm trying to play Wood Elves without a tree man.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting one. It's more like Pro Elves, maybe. I'm trying to play Pro Elves, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah,
I've played three games. I'm still keen.
That's good. That's good. I mean, as I say, and if the Saturday thing doesn't happen, which it probably isn't going to happen now, looking at it, there's excuse for some casual gaming at Tabletop Nation on Sunday. Again, though, I'd have to get there, so we'll have to see what happens. After this, basically, my car brakes failed on me. Luckily, they failed on me in a very no-going-nowhere drive, because I'd imagine if they had happened on the A12.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this must happen. Jesus.
Well, just grinding, yeah?
Well, the brake pedal is... There's, a noise of gas releasing, and they're not engaging.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, of course it is. but I'm just thinking about that. I had no
problem... You shouldn't always sabotage them at work and cut the cable or something.
Oh, Jesus, I hope not. But, I mean, it's just it is worrying. It's just like...
Dementia patient. No, you didn't like the way you... They cut your jib.
And how did she do that? How did she learn to walk? it is... It is worrying, because it's like, that happened. Literally, I took the car down Tesco's late night to get Hannah something. And I was like, and I braked in the car park of Tesco's, and nothing happened. And so I ended up rolling into the curb of the parking space, and not like another car. And I was like, what happened there? So I do the shopping, and take the car back out. This is all like 9:30 at night. And I'm like, the brakes are sometimes working, but that isn't enough, is it, really, for
not
driving?
Really.
And, I think the issues with it are not worth the value of the car now, so...
Buy a car.
I guess I'm going to have to get a new car.
Buy a car.
Well, I don't want to. I mean, I'm not car proud, that's the problem. I know how to drive one, maintain one, but I just want one that's reliable, and that's why I got the Focus in the first place, so I'm guessing I'm going to have to get something else reliable.
Yeah. So one other thing I did last night is I played Wasteman on my
Wasteman.
With Red. I'm not going to go too much detail at Wasteman because it's like a really obscure game.
Sounds like a Red game.
Like, ridiculously obscure. There were some fantastic bits to it. He'd done a really good job at making it. A couple of things that didn't sit well with me were the heavy stubber problem.
I have no concept what Wasteman is.
You know what a heavy stubber problem is?
Yeah. I mean, right.
Imagine that I've got a guy with a plasma cannon so big that it hits everybody within 5 inches.
The power of the sun!
It's got a radius 10. Oh, sorry, diameter 10.
Whoomph.
Power 10.
It's a 28 mil game.
Off. Yeah.
That's so, quite big then.
And I gave him extra activation, so he's shooting 4 times a turn.
That's right. Wunder.
So, I don't know what they could, like a plasma, what was it, a plasma cannon in 40k? Basically no armor save, just wiping stuff out. Yeah. Killing marines. So this guy was worth like a quarter of my points or a third of my points.
But he's worth it.
He won the whole game on
a
guy.
Exactly. Like,
boom.
It reminds me of the last Infinity tournament I played at where I used the Jotun, the big tag model, and he's just got a heavy machine gun. And I like one of the games, literally, I was like, because I'm not very good at Infinity, and I'm like, I'm kind of playing this like in simple mode compared to everybody else. But it's like, but if I load up the Jotun full of activations and just get him to hold down the trigger, then like if I get the dice, like it's good. Yeah, like in one game, I just shot everything with the Jotun, and it was like, it was no. And then the thing, afterwards, I was like, sorry about that. There was hardly any skill there. I just diced you.
So the other thing that was interesting is that you start off with a fixed number of activations. So you have 5 activations and you have more than 5 models. And later in the game you lose models and you can give multiple activations to one character.
Yeah.
And at the end, if you've got one model, you can have 5 activations on that one character. So that was a bit wonky because if that was a very, very strong character, that guy could just be like Hulk running around snapping everybody.
and you.
Because everybody else is moving once.
And then
turns on and he's just sprinting around, smash.
Fair enough.
So I think an interesting way around that, Red, if you feed this back, it would be to give like fatigue, like you do in Saga. So you can push activation.
Is this a game that's like still in its beta testing or something?
Oh, it's way past that. The guy's, there's tons of stuff.
Oh, okay. So it's like, yeah. Okay.
If you like New Earth, kind of crazy.
You said it was like Necromunda.
Oh, the kind of mechanics, but the actual settings, like some post-apocalyptic, you know, like ray guns sticking out your stomach, mouth is ray gun. Like,
the right place to mount a ray gun.
Cthulhuoid stuff, yeah, all that crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good fun.
Yeah, okay.
I'll not play anything once, as I've said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Right, what's next? Weekend Wargaming. Right, I'll quickly talk about what was at the club last night. Yeah. Not a lot.
I wasn't there, so.
Not a lot.
No.
There was a Wasteman. A Guild Ball. Age of Sigmar 1. No, it was a 40k.
So there wasn't any issue of tables.
No. One Flames of War.
Oh, who's playing Flames of War?
Dave again with his modern Flames
the,
of War.
Oh, the Flames of War Viet. No, Cold War, like Team Yankee.
A couple of people playing Magic. That was it.
Wow.
It was like, literally, we had like 10 people in the whole club.
Interesting, isn't it? How we go from over busy to under.
Yeah, and like. No War Machine, no Age of Sigmar. No, it's like.
Well, War
bizarre.
Machine's a dead game system now.
No, it's not. It's just having a rest. It's
well,
18 months ago, Age of Sigmar was a dead war
machine. Yes, true. I'm there on Wednesday, next Wednesday, and I'm playing this big Titan Royal Rumble.
Oh, that's good.
You know, like,
that'll keep lots of tables free for us.
It'll get a lot of play. I mean, a lot of players have said they're interested. And it'd be good fun because we'll get loads of games of it in because the Titans. When it's just got Titans and Titans, it'll be a laugh.
Titans.
Yeah, like, not quick turnover. I know how to run it because I'll have everybody will have one Titan, and it'll just be round the table activations.
Okay.
And that'll crank out the game in no time, and then we'll play it again and again, and again. Swap it up, mix it up.
Swap it up.
So yeah,
I'm the Gargant.
If you want to.
No,
I haven't got a Gargant to give you, but if I can get...
I'll be that big truck there.
That's not really a Titan.
That's like a Titan to me.
But
it takes some putting down.
I've tried to do some of the Titan models up there quickly, so they're painted and brought. I've got 2 ready to go. It'd be good to take 4 down, I suppose. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So these are the big... The Eldar and the Marines, yeah, you've got Titans.
And you could also take a Tyranid Titan up there, a Bio-Titan. Ooh. On the right there.
That looks menacing.
Oh, they are. They look cool.
Well, excellent.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
so
I mean, it's totally a one-off kind of fun game. The Titans will be...
Could I take Tank Buster? Tank.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like the Titans will be armed with what they're armed with, and they won't have evened out on points. They'll just be that model.
No, like Tony Stark, Tank Buster.
We're talking different game, though.
I'll bring him. I'll just talk to him. Look at him. He's going to smash these.
I'm hoping some of the players wanted to bring their own Titans anyway, so I will mix it up.
Or you could bring a Jotun.
My Jotun, that's not even... Anyway, never mind.
Right, so thank you, Mr. KR. Sponsorship's the next section. Thank you, KR.
Yes.
For your quality workmanship and your lovely prize support.
We'll be tapping you up for prize... Oh, we can talk about a new event. We can be tapping you up for my next event, which has a date. Which I'm running. You're definitely going to do that.
No, you're doing all the donkey work. Yeah. I'll just run the day.
That's
so you
great.
Can play.
I can play in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That was the deal. As long as you do all the talking.
Well, we leave that at the end for talking about future events.
Okay, good. Today's match, in our new scenario, your new scenario, Take and Hold.
We're going to call it Take and Hold.
Seems reasonable. So, what was your list today? And I'll talk about my list, and we'll talk about the game and talk about the scenario.
So, because I put them together, I used Vampire Counts. Right. And I took a list that was 7 skeletons, 4 zombies, 2 ghouls, 3 graveyards.
So, what's with the ghouls? I'm going to ask you as we go through, why did you bring ghouls?
Because I like to use something of everything.
Okay, right. Deal.
But they can use initiative. So
That's an interesting point, yeah.
4 ethereal hosts.
So you've got Graveguard?
3 Graveguard, I said that.
They were interesting.
4 Black Knights. 2
ethereal hosts? Is that were you playing the scenario when you thought of this list?
No. Literally, it was the models that I own.
Because they're very good.
Yeah, I know they are.
Very, very good at coming in.
And that is the most you can have in an army.
4?
Yeah. 2 dire wolves, 1 fell bat, a vampire lord, a vampire and a winged nightmare with a sword of might. A vampire lord and a sword of fate, because there's 5 points left. Yeah. And 2 necromancers. Breakpoint 14, I put 10 points into scouts, 10 units, etc. as in score. I'm quite happy with it. You could have a second unit. I do have a second unit of fell bats. But I quite like... I think because they're so awful, fell bats, I think one unit's enough.
They're just harpies.
Yes.
Aren't they?
They're based like harpies.
They are harpies. Everything about them says harpies.
Except they can't use initiative.
Harpies.
But they don't suffer from terror.
In the Tinkers, harpies... Oh, no. No, you're right.
They're
worse than harpies.
Yeah. It's like... I think that like one unit is like just there to like jump over behind something. That's probably the best thing they can do. I like playing Vampire Counts because you can get some heavy cavalry in there in the knights, and they don't have artillery to mess around with, so you can still then you can have a lot of knights and you can have a large breakpoint at the same time.
And they've got 2 of the best spells in the game.
Yes.
Not just one.
They have... Their spell list is obviously... We've talked about it.
Yeah, but why are they so good? What have they got that's...
Raise Dead, which is one of the best spell, I think. Dance Macabre, which is a movement spell.
Best spell in the game.
Yep, a shooty spell and a Curse of Years, the other two you probably wouldn't cast often over casting. Basically, the way the army's going to play is you want combats in your turn and you want to raise dead and you want to raise units up. Yeah, and you can use the movement spell to get stuff around as well.
Which Tomb Kings don't have. Don't get combats. Well, you've got more chance of getting combats.
Exactly, but you don't have any artillery. Like you can't sit off and shoot someone like Tomb Kings can. Because you don't have any missile troops. You have literally no missile attacks.
And you only have 3 wizards instead of 4.
Yes, 2 necromancers and the vampire lord is a wizard. Yeah. That's why it's so expensive.
There are no black coach of any of that shenanigans in this.
I do have the black coach. I'll get it for you.
I don't remember doing a great... It's a nice model.
As a concept, it's a lovely little model. But like, as a concept, I didn't really get behind what the black coach is.
Is it just like a chariot and gives you plus one to...
It's a chariot. It's a chariot that gives you terror as well.
Okay. Yeah, not a great deal then.
Black coach gives you plus one attack and causes terror. And the model is... One the thing is about Warmaster is I like to mount the character stuff on coins, and this black coach doesn't work because it's long, so it's on 2 bases, and it's like, it doesn't... The circle would have to be far too big for the model. And I just don't like the idea of it's a black coach is... just basically a taxi for a vampire. it doesn't fit in my head. What
it just seems quite big as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Anyway, list was good, I thought.
Yeah.
Had a lot.
That's the black coach is the only thing from the list that's not in the roster that's not there. And I suppose, I mean, if you wanted to include it, you could always do it as something else, I guess. Anyway, it's not there.
Okay. Uh-huh. My list was to keep it simple, stupid. Uh-huh. Ogre's list, so four bulls, four iron guts, four nobblers, because you have to keep your break up. Although this scenario really does kind of, if you've got nowhere to put them, they're going to cost you. Four nobblers, one rhinox, because you have to. Two giants, two butchers, one tyrant, and there was an odd sword, I think, on the rhinox or something.
Yeah.
And that was it. So my break was eight.
Which is about as much as you're going to get it in.
Well, the two giants is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But my scouting is non-existent.
Yeah.
I mean, I could put the nobblers in for two, but it really isn't worth bothering.
But there isn't anything in the ogre list that scouts. You know, like, it's... Yeah,
don't scout.
No, they're ogres.
We scalp.
They're ogres. They don't scout.
So, it was a similar build to what Paul was trying to do. It was like, we're going to get a giant amount of meat and shove it down the objective in the middle.
Yeah, but the sad thing is, we didn't get to finish the game because Barry's caught short for time. It doesn't give me enough time, listeners, anymore.
It doesn't give you
it's like,
time.
Yeah, this is what happens when you get used.
And that's when you're builders and kids. And so we managed to play about four turns.
Yeah.
And it was getting quite meaty.
Yeah, it was interesting. I wish it could have continued because it was. I like Vampire Counts, and there was a good game going on.
So what we did change was the one in the middle.
The result we didn't finish, but the point of playing it was a scenario. So let's talk the scenario.
Okay.
So how we changed it from last time is that we took the two objectives that you placed on your anywhere you wanted to place. They would scatter using a GW scatter dice.
So you did this after the
scouting
roll.
So basically, you roll for scouts. You choose the tables. You win. Yep. You choose the table side. Then you're going to place objectives.
Right.
So then you know, okay, so I'm going to be on this side. I'll try to place my objectives close. You can't place them in your deployment zone.
Yeah.
And you basically place the objective down and then scatter it. And we decided 2d6 centimetres was the best one. A GW scatter dice has two results of a hit on it.
Yeah.
So that means it's there where you placed it. And then four results of an arrow. So wherever the arrow points and two dice is where the objective
goes. So it's moving on average 7 centimetres in a direction.
In a direction.
Of the time.
Yeah. And I, yeah, okay, I'm sold on that. That is the scenario then. Like, as in, that was how we changed it from last time. Yeah, I think that brings more than it takes away, as in scattering the home objectives.
Yeah, so you need to keep the scenario... the scenery piece is under control, so they're not too big that the 7 centimetres doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
but most of the time, 7 centimetres or more will take you out of the scenery.
Yeah. But it gives a chance. You can't guarantee they're going to be where you know in somewhere you can protect all the time.
Yeah, like one of mine definitely scattered off the scenery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the scenario is going to be that is you place your two objectives. The centre one is in dead centre. We in this game we had to move some scenery back to make a 10 centimetre square like area around it. So we just pushed minimum distance, moved the scenery back, and that's it. Then the game continues. After scouts and you're scoring 5 to win. Second player, second turn, you can start scoring.
Yeah.
And you score on the middle one or the enemy's one. You don't score
on your own.
So what I found in this game is that because I didn't think Barry Ogre Army was going to come and take my objectives, I wasn't worried about leaving... As in, once I blobbed onto my objectives, I was going to leave them behind, actually.
Okay.
Because I didn't think that you would pull off moves to get there.
It was interesting. My thought process was I was going to find it difficult to keep my objectives.
Yeah.
Because... what am I going to keep them with? I put one with the nobblers in a wood, so that was relatively as secure as it could be, until the spirit hose got to them, maybe, and then they weren't secure. And then there was one that had fallen off the hill, and that was going to be a nightmare to protect, realistically.
Yeah,
so it's not on the hill.
Not getting any protection.
And what am I going to leave behind? Bulls, maybe.
Yeah.
My idea was to leave two bulls, but I forgot. I went a bit gung-ho.
Yeah, and so what it allowed me to do is the fell bats actually had a job, is they flew over the game, a battlefield, and went and took that objective.
Okay.
It was great.
Yeah, it was good. So, moments in the game for me. So, first, second turn. So, this is the first turn I can score. I got my giant to blunder and do a 6, which is what you're looking for. Go on, giant, get stuck in, fella. So, he ran forward. Barreled forward with his, 18 attacks?
Yes.
18 attacks into a brigade of skeletons?
Yes.
And he did 3 wounds. and he lost to Static Combat Revolution, which is fantastic news.
Yeah.
And I think he was dead.
Yeah. And then I got a free unit off him.
Yeah, superb. Yeah. And... Mm-hmm. Oh no, it was a draw to Static Combat Revolution, which is fantastic. And then the following turn, I put my Rhinox Riders into the same brigade or a similar brigade, and they bounced as well. Fantastic.
Yeah.
21 attacks.
It's a pretty good result.
Against Chaff. Against Chaff. But luckily, they got far enough away and he doesn't have initiative, so they survived. Yeah. Hooray!
My army started playing. It was what was good, because my army is so much bigger than Barry's, and I'm going to try and make it bigger as well. It looked great on the table. I was just like, this is... I'd definitely take Vampire Counts to a tournament. Because I've seen people play Tomb Kings. I haven't seen someone play Vampire Counts. Maybe because the models
play
are
quite differently.
Because models are quite hard to get.
And they do play very differently. Yeah. Very differently. Mm-hmm. So the game boiled down, what game there was of it, to a massive brawl in the middle. So I had, on the objective at the end of turn two, I had in column... Iron Guts, then Bulls, Iron Guts.
Yeah.
So that was my meat on the objective. And I also had...
Backed up by the same, wasn't it?
The same, about 15 centimetres behind.
Yeah.
So if he stayed on the objective, that was what was going to come and clear him off the next turn.
So opposite him, I was going to lead with my Graveguard, which are going to be outclassed, but they're the best... infantry I have. But I'm going to do it in waves. I can attrition it. I figured that if I attack him... and cause a stand a wound each, like, on the units overall, and losing my units. That's fine, actually, because I need to make him combat ineffective, and I'm doing that by dropping stands off him. He hasn't got... I can sort of grind him out that way. I'm going to charge in and win this fight. I'm going to charge in. If Barry wants to continue it, we're going to... I'm going to lose my stuff, but I'm going to hopefully grind off some of his stuff.
So the big maul in the middle at the beginning of... you went first, because I made you go first.
Yeah.
So beginning of your turn three, you put in three Graveguard and a Skeletons into my brigade.
Yeah.
And you lost all of it.
Yeah.
For the cost of... A stand of Bulls and a stand of Iron Guts.
I think in building of my Vampire Counts list, obviously some more play, I think I would want another unit of Graveguard to make them a four strong brigade.
Yeah.
Play around with the points somewhere. And I say, like, there is a role for ghouls, and but maybe drop a ghoul. I don't know. Like, play around with the points a little bit, because I quite like, it'd be good to have a four strong brigade of Graveguard, I think.
Yeah.
Because what we've done now is we've created this scenario, and I'm quite happy with it. And yeah, so it's going to go into the pack. And so what we should do now, Barry, is the next time we play a game, we should be rolling for the scenario.
We will. No doubt about it.
Between the three that we have so far, that's what we should do. So we don't know what. So we bring the army, but we don't know the scenario we're going to play.
Yeah. So at the end of Paul's turn three, which is as far as we got, I was 2-1 up on scenario, and I'd killed four of yours, and you killed one of mine. So it was like 10-7.
What were you going to do about the fell bats on your one?
Leave them.
Just leave them. Because I didn't think there's any... Because I didn't see you turning anything around to go and get them.
What am I going
to contest
with?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't see you doing that. Yeah.
I might push them off if I can get Bulls all the way around, but it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
Because it would be 8-6.
Yeah, because what I was then going to need to do is my knights were yet to get involved, and they need to come rolling down the flank and getting involved in the fight.
So my turn three was all about how much pressure I can put on Paul's break. Because I think I totaled it up, and realistically, because I'd managed to get... He charged my giant and failed, so my giant positioned itself to eat two units of dogs in the flank.
That was a shame. That could have gone better.
Two units of dogs in the flank, and then from the combats that I won in the middle, I managed to kind of square up to a brigade of skeletons.
That turn I'd failed quite a few command rolls and all my magic.
Yeah.
Didn't pass any of that. Because I wanted...
You shouldn't even get one race at a turn.
True, but, I mean, equally, I wanted to double-side the giant, and that would have done that with one order.
Yeah.
Yeah, failed it all. And, because the initial ghouls came in, and this is where the ghouls were worth having. Like, because...
They weren't.
No, but because they were mixed in with, like, with living, undead troops, and I had those two units of ghouls, I can see a purpose for them, because you came at me, and they actually can come out on initiative.
Yeah, but... Okay, that's true. But they came out, and they initially charged a giant.
Yeah.
And then they were terrified, and then they died, and allowed the giant to reform.
But odds on, they might not have lost that fight. And if I...
They're never winning that fight against the giant.
But if I passed a roll to get something in the other side of him, I definitely would have won it.
Yeah.
It's like they're saving command rolls, some ghouls. Like, for reactionary troops. They allow you to react. Okay. I see a role for them.
There was definitely a role, but perhaps taking on a giant was a bit gung-ho.
Well, maybe, but like, got to risk some, haven't you? Like, I don't care, do I? I'm a vampire lord.
So, right? I think realistically, it would have got quite tight at the end of turn three.
Yeah, yeah, it would have been.
Because I could have easily got eight break that turn. You'd have been left on two break, and I'd have been 3-2 up.
It would have been interesting to see what dice would have resulted in. Definitely, yeah. It was a shame to cut it short because it was a very interesting game going on. But the point of the game is to develop the scenario. That's why we played it, and we've developed the scenario. So
scenario's good. I think scenario's good.
Yeah.
We might have to. The only thing potentially, as Jim said, is 5 points too quick. Because if I get to the middle and hold it for 2.5 turns, I win.
Maybe, but we're only going to know that by playing it more.
So imagine your Skaven Mega Brigade parks its hairy arses.
Yeah.
Like. And the kind of the objective's right towards the back of the Mega Brigade. How are you even going to get to the objective?
Difficult, definitely difficult. But then the only way we can adjust it then is what you don't score on the opponent's turn.
Maybe, but then maybe the game takes too long.
Too long, or maybe so you have to up the score. Do you like of?
Don't know. We'll have to see. But
you're only going
to
get that by playing it. Aren't you?
Definitely, I definitely feel this game's quicker.
Yeah.
And I definitely feel the other game was quicker. What do we call that one? Meeting engagement.
Yeah.
So the slowest one's pitch battle.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Yeah. I mean, which it would be, because it's like...
Defensive.
Because you there isn't a reason... Meeting engagement forces you to commit early because of the setup. Taking control forces you to engage because of the scenario. Pitch battle doesn't force you to engage because there isn't a turn limit. The only limit is time on the game. So it's going to be the longer one.
Yeah.
Like by its nature. Which is good, because we wanted to develop some scenarios that resulted in quicker play as well, didn't they? That's why we didn't want a game that took. We didn't want to create a scenario that meant a longer game.
Yeah, you don't want a longer game. Yeah.
So this is good. And so what I'll do now.
And your vampire count seemed to work all right
in this
scenario?
Yeah, yeah,
I think the two I've played seem fine.
Yeah,
the
ogre
seemed fine.
Yeah,
Elizabeth seemed fine.
Warmaster is a very robust game system, essentially. Yeah, like, because we're poking it quite a lot, and it's not breaking on us yet, is it? So what I'll do is I'll put this into my developing beta, which I will make an effort.
When you've got like two shifts this week.
Come
on.
So I'll make an effort to produce out now and get like it'll have a lot of headings which haven't got any text in, like because I'll fill them in later.
Yeah.
But I'll get the thing out there, because what I want our next like date for diary is this October, the date that was going to be the Warmaster Nationals when Jim's coming down for the weekend. We're going to play some games. October 1st and 2nd, is that I wanted us to play these scenarios. Like,
right.
All our games will be playing these scenarios.
Excellent.
And Jim's got more ideas for more scenarios as well. He's come up with a Fog of War one and a Breakthrough one, which sound quite interesting, where you play the table lengthways, your scouts... what you commit to scouts is on one... The enemy's army is sort of...
In the middle.
Your scouts are one side that he's got to get past, and the rest of your army is on the other side. And so the winner of the scouts has their scouts like
just
blocking.
Just their scouts.
My
army hasn't got any scouts.
Exactly.
But
that's the thing. It's like he's got
certain
ideas.
Certain armies have no scouts.
Well, exactly. So there's only. But I said to him I can see issues there for exactly that.
Yeah.
The Fog of War one was definitely. That could be quite fun to try, to see what it does. Fog of War, read Sandstorm, read Snowstorm, read Rain. That's one to play. But that's
just basically pitch battle
with variable visibility.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
This escape one was
quite...
But
you could play that Fog of War on any scenario. That's just an additional rule in a scenario.
True, but I think you'd be overcomplicating it. Why not have that as a scenario itself?
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah.
But now that we have three scenarios, then we have enough for a tournament.
Right.
Thus,
so tell me more about this breakthrough, because I need to look at this breakthrough.
Oh, it was something.
So,
I mean,
so could we not have like an army broken into 1,000-pound blocks, 1,000-pound blocks, and one block is on one side, and one block's on the other. And
the danger there is that you can't make a winning scenario for the army that's breaking through to break the enemy, because then they'll easily do it.
What do you mean?
Well, because like they'll just go attack one half of the enemy army and
get out.
Well, no, but like that's the thing.
But,
it's like,
they will.
Yeah, but you have to do it so the enemy army can only score points for getting stuff off the table, not for not because if you did it like oh they can break the enemy, well then they're going to annihilate one half of the weaker enemy and win, and they won't need to run away because they'll have won the game.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because you can't. I think that one's quite complicated.
Oh yeah, exactly. This one, that one is a lot more. Well, hang on a sec. Like
that's almost like one of those historical unbalanced
scenarios. It's like, oh, can we even do that? So we'll forget that for that. I mean, it's in, we'll try it at some point.
Because imagine you were the guy in the middle and you just had like 2,000 points of cavalry. Bye.
Exactly. Exactly. It doesn't. It's maybe. What I want to do is I've been picking up the war mags as well. They have scenarios in there. You know, like, is looking through them, looking for interesting ideas as well.
And we still had the scenario we played with the river.
Yeah, yeah. So we can
look at more scenarios.
There's tons, but I think what I want to do for our next podcast, if you agree.
It's a week's time.
Yeah, roughly, I want us to play a game, rolling a D3 for our 1, 2, 3 scenarios. We don't know until we turn up to play.
Yeah. Perfect. That's the way to do it. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
And we're going to use our... We'll be using Winter Roller 17 Beta because now, also, because I've got a date for my next event, or our next event, that is using
what's
this tournament pack.
Yeah, well,
are we going into...
Just do it now. Yeah, keep telling me the date, otherwise I'll forget it.
Future events, then, isn't it? So, like, I'm just pulling it up now.
There's one early November-ish in Saffron Walden.
Here we go. Yes. So, Jim and Alex's one is in the 12th of November. That's in the Triwizard. And that is... Jim's confirmed now that is regular Warmasters. No allies. Like,
no
the
allies,
allies
no
gonna
death
be,
clock.
The allies is going to be their next one.
Okay. No allies, no death clock.
No. So that is the other thing about it is that, like, there's just going to be a round time. Which is another way to play a tournament, but personally, I prefer death clocks. That's why we use them.
Are the grades of win?
Yes, the same grades we used last time.
So that's not a grade of win, is it? That's a grade of loss.
Oh, okay. Well,
if I get 4 points for a win, but I only win by buttons, there must be a different way of winning, because you can't break them. So I say I don't break you.
What is it? What are you talking about?
So we're playing, right?
Yeah.
I don't break you, we run out of time.
We run out of time, yeah.
Nobody loses, because we run out of time.
But it's just points that you've damaged that you've done to the enemy.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's different to yours.
No, that's the same.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Because somebody gets 4 points. In this situation, nobody might get 4 points.
Yeah, no, 4 points if you won the game, but then and that's it. But all of my games resulted in a win. If we run out of time, it's going to be like, okay, how much damage did you do to the enemy? And it's going to give you a score, which will be 0 to 3.
So, yeah, you only get 4 points by breaking.
But you get 4 points for winning the game. You killed the general, you've won the game.
Right, so we haven't won the game. That's what you're saying.
What?
So say you do 700 points to me, and
so
I do 1,000 to you.
That scores... Say you got 3 points and I got two.
Right, okay, so, yeah.
Yeah, but you
Whereas
can't
on
get
your
four.
System, not everybody can have ended up with four.
Because
the winners
was,
all got four.
Yeah, because yeah. there was all... And every game...
There was
one, of the,
a winner.
One of the benefits of a death clock is you force a result.
Yeah, there's always a winner.
There's always a winner. There's no draws. There's no timeout. As in, there's a timeout results in someone losing.
Yeah.
But somewhere. In this round time, it'll be, okay, so dice down there... situation and I mean you just have to take it what it is. And it's going to be three rounds. First two rounds are going to be random over who you play, unless you've grudged someone, I suppose. But like
I am grudging someone.
The third round is going to be Swiss. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, I mean, but like I was saying, like that is their thing. Like, and that's fine. That's like we just got to go into that knowing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to balance. Winning small against potentially losing.
Kind of, yeah.
So
I mean,
you want to win, but you don't. You want to win by as many as you can, but not lose.
I look at it. And personally, I look at it like this. I look at it like, okay, so that's somebody else. I mean, it's somebody else's. It's not a Warmaster tournament using somebody else's tournament, like kind of pack. Fair enough. You've got to take it what it is. I personally want to use Skaven because I like Skaven. I want to use them in a tournament. I would do the best I can, but ultimately I know that I could be slow played out of a result because my opponent might take forever to do anything.
So you could have like a game where you got a 4-0 and a 4-0 and you got a horrific, you got beat 0-4, you got trolleyed and you get 8 points and I get three wins, a three, a two and a two And I haven't lost the game and still lose.
Yeah, because of the scale of victory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, but this got a Jim's thing. I size up in my head, like Jim and Alex's Triwizard. It's like when I used to go to fantasy events where I'd take my favourite fantasy army and I'd take a list I wanted to try, and that was it. Like, you just then take the tournament for what it is. It's just a chance to use your favourite thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, and what I'm saying is, like, we're perfecting a more kind of, like, polished article in this tournament pack. And, like, that... But this isn't it. This is more... So this is going to be two random games, not Swiss games. Yeah. The first one wouldn't be anyway, but you're going to have a second one where you just go randomly who you're going to get playing.
Whoever, yeah.
And then it'll be, like, the best people are playing the best people for the third round. So, I want to take an army that people don't see often on the table, Skaven. It'll be all be painted, and I want to see what.
Will it?
One of the guys that we played in the final of their doubles, I've been getting comms with.
Elf or the undead? The quick or the dead?
The quick and the dead.
It was one of them.
I can't remember which one he was. But anyway, looks like we might try to play a practice game before. Before the event, you know, but it was pretty cool. But sadly, he lives quite far away, so we'll see if it's possible.
Okay.
Won't be possible without a car.
that is damn true.
So what I'm saying is, I'm taking this for the fun of it, and then roll around. So my next event, so the next Bunker War Master 3, is going to be at what did I write it down as? One second.
You didn't.
Say something, Barry, while I...
As Paul's gibbering on about what we're going to do next, I need to tell you, kind listeners, that on the 3rd of October, I'm going to be launching a Kickstarter. And the Kickstarter's going to be for Ogres in 10mm. Use them in whichever game system you feel free.
Yeah.
It's called Blackgate Miniatures. Look it up on Facebook. I might talk about it a little bit more, because obviously near the time I'm going to get a little bit stressed about whether or not it's going to fund. I'm only asking for £1,000 to get it off the ground.
Near £1,000.
And I don't want to talk too much about it. But
are you hopeful that it will? Do you think it will?
That's not many people.
To get £1,000?
That's about maybe 30 people or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, we're talking worldwide.
Yeah.
30 people in the whole world would play Ogres.
Fucking bone.
Hold me a bone here. And if you ever do the maths on this kind of stuff...
I'm going to fund you just because you're my...
To get a unit of Ogre, I think I've said this before, but to get a unit of just one type of Ogre, let's say Ogre Warriors, to get a unit of Ogre Warriors sculpted, you've got to get 9 18mm sculpts. Mm. Unless it looks, you can't just have three sculpts.
It's just sacrificing quality, yeah. Mm.
So, and that's expensive. That's virtually all of that £1,000
on gold. That is exciting times, Barry, definitely.
Yeah, so anyway, maybe talk about it.
You've got to be excited about it.
Well, we'll see. I've got a lot on my plate. So building kids and blah, 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 blah. So when's your thing?
January the 14th. Which is Saturday, January the 14th at 40K in Colchester will be the date. It's confirmed and booked. I don't know if tickets are for sale yet, but that is the date of it. So, and it will be £10 for 3 games, includes lunch.
And includes me refereeing.
But Rodders might do it.
What?
Because Rodders was willing to be considered. So
Rodders needs to win. He's getting there with his...
Well, that's to say, it's great that I get to play in my own event.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to, do well as well. I mean, I don't know what army I'd use for that, but I will be going there to, this is... I'm really looking forward to playing in that one, because... I like playing games, I don't always want to run them.
That's good. Well, you don't have to. Just once a year, that's all.
Yeah, unless we can talk Rodders into the other one, then I've got a...
You've got to do one.
No!
So, next week, what we're going to do next week, we're doing the D3.
So, yeah, we're going to play a Winter Roller. We're going to play a game as it was a tournament game for Winter Roller 17. So, we're going to have three scenarios that we're randomly roll for, like a D3 for, using our beta. And we go on. And that's right. I don't know what I'll bring.
I'm going to use one of the ones I'm working towards.
Even if it's Skaven, it'll be a different Skaven arm. It'll be a different build from what I'm using for the Triwiz, because I've got to have a scouting value.
Mine will be Kislev or Arabic, because I've got to do these.
So I might be proxying something if I don't have the right balance of troops.
Okay. Kislev or Arabic.
But you don't have to tell me that. I mean,
because I'll be borrowing them from you. Can't really get to my loft very much at the moment. Yeah. Right, so that was it. I think we're done. Right, 55 minutes-ish. So, contact details if you want to get a hold of us, Facebook page or warmustard.podcast@googlemail.com.
Yes, indeed.
And that was a War Mustard Podcast episode 33, Take and Hold, yep, with Paul and Barry.
Thanks very much for listening.
Good night.